It's the 930 WFMB Spotlight on Local Business.
I'm with Debbie and Ashley from Bolingbrook Mansion. So we are going to start off with Debbie. Tell us a little history about the property.
Well, Bolingbrook Mansion used to be Bolingbrook Farm. The original home was built in 1835, so it is a historic property, although it is not listed in the historic registry. However, at one point in time, its most notorious part of history was when it was owned by the extremely famous Thoroughbred Racing Hall of Famer, Robert Wyndham Walden. Walden bought the property from a retired colonel from the Revolutionary War in 1862 and converted the 1,800-acre farm into a thoroughbred horse training facility. It was the largest horse training facility in the United States, and at one point in time, he was training over 200 thoroughbreds. Back in the day, the trainer, he was a trainer, was the star, not the owners, and he was extremely wealthy. Not only did he train horses for pretty much anybody who was anybody, but he also had his own horses he trained and raced and held a very respectable career himself. Until last year, we held the Bolingbrook Farm, held the record for the most Preakness wins in history. Until last year, we lost it to Bob Baffert. However, that he amassed almost $2 million in earnings in an eight-year period of time. He has seven horses at one. And so from the late 1800s, he held that record. So it's pretty interesting. We bought the property in 2019. And at that point in time, it had gone through several transitions. And at one point, it was a country inn and a wedding venue or an event venue. So when we bought the property, we bought it with the intention of resurrecting it in back into an event venue, specifically a wedding venue.
Ashley, what makes the property unique?
The fact that it's out in the middle of the country is really great. It's an agricultural preserve area, so we just have beautiful land surrounding us, and it's just very picturesque. But, you know, the mansion is extremely historic, but we've been able to kind of maintain that historic character, but give it a little bit of a modern, elegant touch. So when guests come in for events, it doesn't feel like they're walking into an antique home. It really feels like they're walking into something that's comfortable and modern, but still has a lot of the character and charm. And, you know, we're family owned and operated. It's me, my mom, and my sister, primarily managing events. And so we really, weddings are really important to us. Marriage is a very important thing in our family. And so it is we feel it's a very great privilege to be a part of People's Day. And so we strive very hard to make sure that every bride feels, you know, treasured and cherished on her day, and that we all come together, that no matter what it takes, her day is exactly what she envisions it, which is, you know, why we only do one event a day. We want a couple to feel, you know, like it's their space for the day, and that that we're really coming together to make sure everything is perfect for
right.
them.
Right. So they're not rushed. That brings me to my next question. You got a bridal showcase coming up. Can you tell us about that?
Yes, it is. We have April 21st, which is on a Sunday from 12 to 4 p.m., we will be hosting a bridal showcase at Bolingbrook Mansion. We have over 30 vendors at this point in time, and a lot of unique vendors. So I think it's going to be a little different from what a lot of couples have seen in past shows. WFRE will be on site for a couple hours promoting the event and talking to people. We're very excited. So we have a lot of good offers from top-notch vendors, as well as some very intriguing discounts that will be offered venue-wise as well.
Great. Well, with the few seconds we have here, for those who might not know, can you tell them where Bolingbrook Mansion is located?
So we're in Keymar, Maryland, which is just up Route 194 through Woodsboro. So we're not too far from Frederick, about 20, 25 minutes, depending on where you're going. So pretty easy to find, right on 77.
Okay, and if they want to book, how would they go about doing that?
You can actually find the event on our Facebook. If you just search Bolingbrook Mansion on Facebook, we have an event set up that will link you to where you can purchase tickets for the event on the 21st.
Well, sounds good. Debbie and Ashley from Bolingbrook Mansion, thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you for having us.